tips on what to avoid when doing cold calling. We have focused on positive communication and planning to ensure we achieve good outcomes from cold calling campaigns. I have now listed a number of communication styles that are not going to achieve results. Do any of these sound familiar? 1. Eating when cold calling, or drinking, or burping. Yes, I've had them all, and my prompt response has been to finish the call straight away. 2. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Sure. Well, why are you calling me then? It's a real turn off to hear that phrase, and I certainly will end the call. 3. The first cousin of the above is, this is just a courtesy call. What? I don't even know you and you're trying to sell me something. BT are great fans of this approach, even when you're on their no cold calling list. 4. Overfamiliarity. Mate, darling, lav. I think you get the picture. I don't know you from, well, Adam. So it's refusal at the first hurdle, mate. 5. Hiya, how you doing? Huh? Who is this? You're not a contestant on X Factor, you're calling a stranger. It doesn't generate any confidence, and I'm not going to be buying from you. Bye! 6. Reading from a script. It is so obvious when the call starts. The cold caller launches into a long speech, which is unnatural. Sometimes they stumble over a word and you can't get in a word edgeways. There is no two-way communication. You haven't engaged me, and I'm just too bored to continue this call. 7. Calling the wrong person. If you're going to cold call, get to speak to the right person. We've covered preparation, so don't waste your time speaking to a non-decision maker or someone from the wrong department. 8. Awful comments to try to trick a gatekeeper or overcautious secretary into letting you speak to the decision maker. When the gatekeeper asks what the call is about and you say, it's confidential, it will wind up the gatekeeper and you definitely won't be put through. Instead, try to make friends with the gatekeeper. They are only doing their job. 9. Losing your temper with the gatekeeper. You might as well end the call and any potential relationship with that business now. You need to keep gatekeepers on your side. 10. Telling lies during a cold calling conversation. If you are unable to substantiate any comment or promise, I assure you that you will be caught out. You and your company will lose face and get a negative reputation. Think of all of those braggers that appeared on The Apprentice and how they come unstuck in the end. Exercise. There is nothing like seeing yourself in the mirror for an honest self-image. Obviously, with the voice and cold calls, this isn't possible, but the above list might ring some bells. Are there any cold calling styles that you have adopted? Do they appear familiar with you? Spend a few minutes reflecting on each cold call mistake and how you would do each of these better so that the response was more positive. You could adopt a very friendly persona with the gatekeeper. In time, you might find that she passes on your information or call. By losing your temper, this would never happen.